Obviously happy. It's first thought. I mean, you don't think about who really it was. You're just glad there was a touchdown and we get to move on. But like you said, those guys have battled. I mean, Randall's worked extremely hard in the training room trying to get back. And again, with his injury, you know, it was one of those that was still up in the air. Didn't know. And obviously, we were in a situation not even knowing if we were going to have an opportunity to continue to play. So to get both those guys back and obviously play a huge part says a lot about them and the way they prepare and stayed into the team and into the offense and knowing what to do and just making plays.
And heads up. That last drive, you had some fourth downs. What was it? Did the coach, did he want to punt it? What happened?
I don't know. I'm just glad we went for it. So we wanted to go for it. Obviously our season on the line, offensively, we wanted to make sure it was on us to, you know, either continue to go on or go home. So we wanted it, and John did enough to get the first down and keep it moving, and but a few other fourth downs, and like I said, just guys making plays and staying alive. As we always talk, especially when we're in that situation, as long as there's time on the clock, there's a chance, and we had enough time and made enough plays.
Jordy, how did it feel?
Jordy, it didn't look like rust on Aaron's arm, but there was a couple of vision things that just game speed that's got to come.
I don't know. It's obviously he'll have better answer and feel for that than I will, but it probably was hard for him to come back after being gone for so long, but he made plays, and that's what we expected from him. We weren't going to give him a break just because he's been gone for a while. We needed him to come in and make plays right away, so he did that, and not only just throwing the ball, but getting us into good plays, you know, making some checks to give us an opportunity to make the plays.
How about Jared Boykin's heads-up touchdown?
I think there's a lot of help on that one, but it's an interesting way to score your first touchdown again. This season hasn't been drawn up the way we wanted it, and it continued through this game. So, yeah, the whistle wasn't blown. I think a lot of people on the sideline were yelling, and he picked it up and still didn't know what to do with it after he picked it up. So it was great that he finally ended up in the end zone, and hopefully that counts for his first career rushing touchdown. I don't know how that works.
Jordan, how's it feel to win your third division title, especially the way you guys won it this year?
It's great. It's our number one goal is to win the division, and obviously throughout the year, we didn't know we'd have this opportunity or not, and this isn't obviously the way to draw it up. And but you just got to do what you got to do. And we were very fortunate to be in the situation. Got it done, and now we've seen over the last 5 years or whatever, as long as you get in the playoffs, anything can happen. So that's what you want. You just want a shot, and we got it, and we'll see what happens.
Many might have thought Rodgers was going to go to you on that one play, but he went to Cobb. Your thoughts on that, and, you know, just kind of how poetic is it that the two guys have returned for this game?
It was great. I think that's the way Aaron was thinking, too. They kind of came with an all-out blitz, I believe, just thinking about it from, you know, right after the game. And Cobb had a go route, and I think their guys sat right at the sticks, and that's what I was going to do is go sit right at the sticks. And their safety kind of sat right there and actually knocked me on my rear end. So I'm glad he moved on, and I think I don't know what he had to do in the pocket, but I think the guys did a great job of picking up the protection, coming across, and – there should have been a free guy somewhere, but they somehow clogged it all up, and Aaron got the ball out.